It's funny how sometimes when I post things on my blog at KFGO.com that I upset people. Even when what I'm posting on my blog is not even opinion-based. It's not my take on things. It's just strictly getting some information out there. And that was the case yesterday. I posted, Paul Juergens broke the story about the John Sandusky fellow, who's the player personnel director for the Cleveland Browns, getting the drunken driving charge in Fargo. And I posted a blog about that. And somebody posts after my blog in the comments section. He says, yeah, leave it up to the losers. I believe he spelled it loosers, L-O-O-S-E-R, which who's the looser there? Leave it up to the loosers at KFGO to turn this into a sensationalized story. Hope you're enjoying your $36,000 a year salary, you radio nerds.
I've been in my office all day. But you make $36,000 a year?
I was going to ask you, you make $36,000 a year?
Where in the world? Well, I know you came from, you know, the media that typically makes more than...
Oh! Good one.
So he didn't like the John Sandusky story.
No, I'm a looser, and you're a looser too, apparently.
Sensationalized.
Sensationalized.
You've known me for, well, more longer than we've worked together. A little bit longer,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Have you ever known me to be, as a reporter, sensational? Much?
I would say you're the opposite of
that. I'm pretty low-key.
I think that you often make judgments, and this is just my opinion, you make judgments almost the other way, where it's like, you know what? We're just going to report the straight story. We're not going to, yeah, it's just the news.
It's not my nature. It never has been. In fact, there have been people in this building and outside the building that think I should blow things up a little bit more. And I try not to. It's not my job. That's your job.
Hey, wait a second. Wait a second. You set me up there. Let's do
guess
that.
What day it is. Oh. Huh? Anybody? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Mike.
It's hump day. I love the resignation in her voice. That was shot in an office, by the way. That,
yes, it
that
was.
Commercial?
Yep.
A lot of cubicles,
mm-hmm.
A lot of offices in that commercial.
That was, yes, it was. Yep. So are we going to talk about what today? I don't know. John Sandusky? Is that on the list?
It's not on the list. Should it be on the list?
I don't know. I don't know. It sure took off.
It has taken off. It ended up on, I saw it on TMZ, kind of the celebrity news type website, which has something like 6 million viewers a day, something like that. It's on there.
All the local media.
Local media all followed up on it.
Associated Press.
I got a call last night from somebody in the local media saying, oh, geez, can you help me out? I said, no, I can't help you out here.
TMZ, of course, the ESPN now has picked up the story, and I do know that the Cleveland Plain Dealer, the newspaper, mm-hmm. there, it's been one of their big stories today, and he is the director of player personnel for the Cleveland Browns. And I will tell you, yesterday at 4:50, I had no idea that he was the director of player personnel for the Cleveland Browns.
Correct.
By 4:57 or 4:58, I did have an idea that he was with the Cleveland Browns, and then someone did some quick research here and discovered that he was the director of player personnel for the Cleveland Browns. Father, Jerry Sandusky, former assistant head football coach at Penn State. We all know that story. So we had to make a quick judgment at about 5:05 as to whether we ran with the story in news, sports, where we placed it. Was it a story? We didn't have a lot of time to make that decision, but had Rick Spielman, is he the director of player personnel for the Vikings?
He would be the equal on the Vikings of John Sandusky on the Browns,
now,
correct.
Now, had he been arrested in New York City for drunk driving, do you think that would make news here or in the Twin Cities?
It would make news in both places, yes.
Yes,
it would be on the front page of the Star Tribune sports section.
It would
be on KFGO. It would be on the local TV stations here. It would be in the paper here.
It would be.
Yes.
So, it's a story.
No doubt about it. I'm not. Sorry, you don't have to convince me.
It's unfortunate that it happened. Someone here last night or this morning, not here, but said to me, well, why was he here?
Well, there's a college up on the north side of Fargo that has a couple of NFL prospects and have won like 40 of their last 42 games or whatever the heck. They've won two national championships.
I said something along that line.
Before you guys get ripped, because I know you will, Rick Spielman is now the GM.
Okay.
That was his previous position.
All right. Is it Scott Studwell now? Is he director of player personnel? He's still with the organization, big into scouting.
I'm not sure. I don't have that up.
But the point is there is a position equal to player personnel that John Sandusky has. And it's a story if he gets a DUI.
If you're in the front office of an NFL team, it's gonna come out.
It is. 4 o'clock, 4-pack, top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number four, speaking of the NFL, this is bad. Oh, this is bad. Down in Houston, Texas, apparently their quarterback isn't very good.
Matt Schaub. They almost won the other night.
He's throwing interceptions that are being returned for touchdowns, though.
Yes, he is.
We call them, I guess, pick sixes.
Yes, that's what they call them now.
Some people call them pick sixes.
Yes, they do.
I hate that phrase. I also hate the red zone as well.
It didn't exist when you were writing sports, did it? Pick six?
Nope. Neither did walk-off, home run,
right?
Or red zone, or pick six. They're all made up by ESPN. Mm-hmm. Hate it. Loved when they came to my town, though. Some fans showed up outside of Matt Schaub's house journey. They did. They showed up and berated him for his poor play. As a matter of fact, one of them, according to law enforcement, told off Matt Schaub and took pictures of his family. What are they doing
in
Houston?
Game. It's a game.
He's a quarterback with a lovely family. So he's throwing a bunch of pick sixes.
It's a game.
In the red zone.
And they take it very seriously. You know those Houston Oilers. Well, they're not the Oilers anymore.
The Texans.
They're not the Oilers anymore.
That was back in the Earl Campbell, Bum
Warren
Phillips
Moon.
Days. Warren Moon. Good one. Dan Pastorini.
When they show up at, I don't know. What
if John Sandusky shows up outside your house?
Yeah, that's Matt Schaub. Thanks, Daniel. He just sent us a picture.
Why you show us a picture of Matt Schaub? Show us a picture of Scarlett Johansson, not Matt Schaub.
I didn't know who she was. So that's sad. I'm so out of the loop.
She's better looking than Matt Schaub.
Do you think that's appropriate to show up
at
Matt
it's terrible.
Schaub's house?
Boo him at the game.
Boo him when he comes into the practice center.
Yeah.
Practice facility.
Boo him. Boo like not at his house, though. His kids are seeing that. Don't boo him at his house. Don't take pictures of his family. Somebody just texted and said, Mike, you forgot the ding, 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 ding.
Oh, and by the way.
What?
The ding ding.
What's
he just
the
did
ding
it.
Ding? Yeah. Oh, he just did it.
Oh, well, now we're
one ding ahead.
I had a message from a listener, Daniel, about a week ago who often listens to this segment while driving. And I think I shared that with you, Mike, that she says that when you're driving, sometimes the ding is too loud.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So I'm not in the car, but she says that it is. And so we might want to just.
To complete the story,
that's
too quiet. That's too quiet. They can't hear the ding.
Right in the middle somewhere.
Not all of us can drive a Lexus where there's no
sound
at all.
That's pretty good.
I'm glad you're making somebody happy. Don't talk inside baseball.
Imagine if you had an electric car. They don't make any sound. We know a guy's got one.
Who?
That guy that wants to move in here.
He does?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's a half and half.
It is, but it's really quiet.
One of those Priuses, isn't it? One
Prius.
Of those, what is it?
Prius.
A Prius.
Toyota Prius. Lovely car. Yes, he does.
Lovely
car. Beautiful car.
Oh, wonderful. Love him.
Long extension cord, though. No. They run on battery, and then they run on gas, and he loves it. He loves his Prius.
Good. I'm glad. Text message comes in, says, Mike, I'm in the combine. And yes, the ding is loud
See?
In here.
See?
Lower the ding. He's leaving. Look, he's leaving. He's walking
he's had
out.
It. He's
Go
had
in
it.
Jerky's office and cool down.
He's had it.
Another text comes in. I love the ding,
Mike.
Wow, a lot of ding text messages.
What's he doing?
Another one comes in. Says, Mike, I'm in the combine and the ding is too loud.
See?
Two of them in the combine.
My
the
daughter
ding
was
is too
right.
Loud.
My daughter. Oh.
Oh.
My daughter that was complaining about the
comment
the,
about your daughter.
The
for
ding.
Saying. Number three on our list, Jerry. I talked
we
about
fixed it, honey.
Earlier in the show. Look at the power he has.
Daniel's,
we talked about this earlier in the show.
Daniel's back. The ship has captain again.
How was Jerry's office? That's inside baseball. Some minks released out in the wild. The minks were released out in the wild.
This is near Grand Meadows.
Sure, down Grand Meadows way. And they're cavorting around the Grand Meadow, except a lot of them are dying, according to the rancher. Animal activists going crazy, letting the minks out in the
you
field.
You were very upset about that earlier this afternoon. And they were letting the minks
wasn't
go.
Really that upset.
Well, you sure sounded like it. You called these people...
Kookalooks, idiots,
pot
and morons.
Smokers from San Jose
did I really
or something.
Call them that?
Yes, I think you
I don't
did.
Remember
or
half
Berkeley,
of what I
California.
Say. Santa Cruz. I think of dope smokers from Santa Cruz.
I think
Cruz.
That's I what think you called them.
That's what I called them.
And some of the mink, they've been released from this farm. They're worth a lot of money. I don't want to get into the animal rights debate.
I know you
I
don't.
Just don't
You're
want
a straight
to.
Newsman.
I just don't want to. Can I tell you a story about a
sure.
visit once? A TV guy who is not in this market anymore, and I'm not going to mention his name. I'm not going to mention his name.
David Moulton.
No. This was kind of a news guy.
Oh, news guy.
He did some news. He did some other things. He was covering PETA once at a local fast food establishment in Fargo. PETA was coming to town. They were going to protest chicken. They were going to protest chicken. And this reporter, he was a reporter, and he's left the state.
Jason Vincent.
No. I'm not going to tell you. He was joking with the PETA people, and they were protesting chicken, and they were mistreated and how they're raised. And this guy, who's no longer in the market, said to them, "Geez," he says, "wouldn't you really like to have one of those chicken sandwiches?"
He did.
They're really good. Yes, he did.
I like this guy. I like this guy.
He's not here anymore.
He's not here anymore? No. Has he moved on to bigger and better things, or has he gone to the evil side of public relations?
No, I think he's retired. It was 15 years ago for sure when he was
living in Florida?
I'm not going to say.
Fine! We better move along here. It's almost 4:20. A lot of text messages coming in. People driving the beat trucks saying the ding is indeed too loud. Fine! I was wrong.
In
your
a beat
kid
truck.
Was right.
You've been in a beat truck. Have you been
I
in
have
a beat
been
truck?
In a beat truck.
They're loud.
And a bunch of people in combines. Now, ding is perfect. This combine guy.
We've
says.
Toned it down.
We've toned it down. Good work. Number two.
62 decibels.
Griggs County commissioners tossed out in their keisters, Jerky. Threw them right out in their keister.
Set a headline somewhere?
Yep. Did commissioners out on keisters.
Did they throw the baby out with the bathwater?
Oh, they did. They put their pants on one leg at a time, got into the red zone, threw a pick six, and threw them out on their keister.
I knew that, you know, Joel's had both parties on about a month ago, some weeks ago. They were both in studio, and it was a little... it was a little uncomfortable when they were here, because I believe one group was on first, and then the people that were coming on later... They didn't really associate with each other out in the lobby or the green room, as we call it.
Yeah.
They were kind of kept apart. I'm not that close to the issue. I know the issue somewhat, that they didn't like that the county commission approved an emergency operations center and a new courthouse after they voted it down three times. But to remove all five of them, I was a bit surprised that they threw out the entire current county government. They're going to swear in the new people next week. But the project continues. It's too late.
The roof's almost on it.
It's
yeah,
too late.
The project is going forward.
So that's... I don't know what to think about that, but I will say I was surprised that they removed all five county commissioners. And I'm not going to tell you who brought up that chicken thing.
Text message comes in, says, Mike, the ding is fine, but the chicken sandwich punchline was too quiet. I missed it. What did the guy say to the PETA Fruit Loop?
He told the PETA representative that you should really try one of these chicken sandwiches because, I'm paraphrasing, they're delicious.
They're really good.
That's what he said.
You better try a juicy chicken sandwich.
And he was covering the story.
Well, that's not right.
No, it wasn't, but...
Number one on our list today, Jerry.
Are we done yet?
Barely hear that ding. FBI agent was shot near Watford City, Paul. What happened there?
Don Haney of our new staff broke this story this morning. Happened Monday night. Some sort of a drug case. It's part of this ongoing investigation that they have in northwestern North Dakota, in the western part of the state. The U.S. attorney, Tim Purdon, has contended for some time that there's organized drug sales going on. Agent was shot, FBI agent. He's stationed out of Minot. He was shot Monday night. They were helping McKenzie County serve a warrant. The agent was not seriously hurt. He was treated at a hospital, and he hasn't been identified. We do know, or we were told, that he's based in Minot. A Keene, North Dakota man has been arrested on drug and weapons charges, but not charged in the actual shooting. There were other arrests made in connection with this case on Monday night, but we don't know who may have shot the agent.
I thought I saw a picture of him somewhere. Was that wrong?
No. He's not charged with shooting.
I'm sorry. He's not charged with the shooting.
He's not. He's charged.
Let me rescind what I said.
With the drug part of it, as are other people who were arrested. As far as we know, he's the only one charged in the drug case out there the other night. Some other arrests have been made. It's an ongoing investigation. The FBI agent, fortunately, was not seriously hurt. But the circumstances, exact circumstances, and who may have shot the agent, we don't know.
Final word on the ding comes from Butch, the emailer. Butch says, Mike, the ding is fine, but you can be annoying. Thank you. Thank you very much, Butch. This is the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO.